Look at the water. Well, when it freezes like this at the edges, I just... Oh, I love it. Beautiful.
It is a bit... we're stopping here.
I'm trying to get inspired. I find nature and that inspiring.
God, it's cold though, isn't it? You never remember things like that, do you? Temperature and such.
Do you like reading? Your profile was a bit, sparse.
I do, actually. I
love... do too. I studied here. Did you know that? Here at Oxford? I punted and sat on the riverbank and read wonderful books about
yes,
all sorts.
This was all on your profile.
And I'd like to write a book.
I'm a good proofreader.
Someday, I mean. Nothing yet.
Oh.
Bit of a cliché, me.
Right.
Well, people tend to ask me, what do I want to write about?
Do they?
Oh. Is your bottom wet? Mine is.
We can go somewhere warmer.
Oh, no, no.
But your bottom...
It's fine. I can just perch or stand. Oh, I've been meaning to come here for ages.
To be inspired.
Exactly.
For your book.
For my life.
Oh.
Because people don't try.
Is that right?
Well, that's what I think. I think they don't look around and find potentials, but I take risks. But that's why I brought you here. That's why I'm doing a PhD. Adventure's my middle name. Although it's actually Edward, if you're wondering. And I know we've not known each other long, but I can tell we're not the same in that way. Although, well, that's just to be expected, I guess. That's totally fine. Difference is just part of the world. I want to stay outside, whereas you, well, it's just that makes all the difference.
Between us?
Well, I read your profile.
I didn't think about it.
I didn't. Well, I did. I wasn't going to bother contacting you, but I just thought, well, bringing you here, outside...
In the middle of winter?
Well, I hoped it would open you up a bit.
Right.
Or give you license to... Well, to plunge down the rabbit hole with me.
Careful.
Oh! No, not like that, no, not, no.
Are you? You're blushing.
It's cold?
Sure.
Sorry?
You inspired yet?
Yes. No.
I'm joking, mate.
Well, I should have known. You didn't look like a guy, I mean the type who'd want to come somewhere like this. Sorry. That sounded rude. I never intend to be rude, but sometimes, well, I... I am. But...
If it's fine by you, I'd like to stay a little longer. I'm inspired. A bit. Over there, you can see the past path of a longboat. I can hear it, how it must have cracked through the thin ice on its way home. Red paint, peeling letters, big windows.
Did you see that one we walked past? I looked in it, and it was like a porthole to another world. It was full of all this old stuff.
The old things seem most new sometimes.
They do, don't they? I mean, I'm alone in the bowels of the bod all the time, and I open these books, crumbling apart. They're written what? Hundreds of years ago, but they're still fresh to me. And they've all these pen marks and turned down pages that have accumulated over the years. I like that the most. I think about all the people who sat there, where I sat, their hands and their eyes passing where mine are passing right now.
You know, when I was here, my friend had a boat. Just like the one we walked past, and, well, one year we got stuck right here, actually. The ice seemed to freeze round us, holding us in. We didn't have a clue as to what we should do, and to top it off, our shitty little Nokias were out of battery, so we made some tea, we read, and we waited. No one comes, of course. And when we sleep, I dream that my feet are made of fire. That every time I try to walk on the ice, it melts and I fall through. And below the ice isn't water, but air. And there I am, spiraling down and down. I'm about to hit the ground when I wake. Turns out my feet are next to the embering stove. I guess that's what had done it. It's suddenly morning. I look out the window. I hold my hand against the pane until the forming ice crystals melt. And I see that the ice looks thick enough to walk on. He, Ali, tells me not to test it. But we'd not planned on staying the night, and we've no food or firewood left. We could be anywhere. It feels like we are. But life is continuing elsewhere. I need to get home for a meeting with my editor, and Ali, he's leaving. He's got others he wants
your
to say goodbye to.
Editor.
And so I do it. I place one foot on the ice.
A meeting?
Sorry?
Your editor. You're published.
Well, I suppose I am, but...
I told you that I wanted to write something. It's just you didn't write about what you do on your profile, and it's your job, and you never said. A bit strange, if you ask me.
Right. Sorry. Didn't think...
Well, if anything, it's rude. I never intend to be rude.
I just didn't think it was important.
Well, it is.
To you?
Yes, to me. It's my life. So, why did he leave?
Sorry?
Ali?
Oh, Ali. He... Opportunities. America. His first script, actually. Couldn't say no, could we?
No, I suppose not.
There's still Christmas cards and such, but the time difference is what makes phone calls hard, isn't it?
Hmm.
I can still see his face. The look on it when I placed one foot out of the boat onto the ice, and it shifts slightly like it's deciding whether or not I get a chance. Then I put my full weight on, let go of the boat. And it groans, and he yells so loud, I think he'll crack the ice before I do. I can still feel that in my body. That uncertainty, that excitement. Another foot, my breath so heavy that it billows out before my eyes. The banks... So close, but now I turn, because now I feel safe. The ice will hold, I know it will. And there Ali is, in the frozen boat, screaming out clouds, looking like he's on his own little planet, looking like he's frozen in time.
I'd love to have been there.
I think there's a photo of me and him standing triumphant on the shore. He has it, though. I should get him to send it over sometime. I can still see us both. The boat, the canal. And even that sound. A camera click in cold air. I remember that. Ah, sorry, I don't mean to turn into a sentimental old bastard before my time.
No. It's... Well, it's beautiful.
It's a silly story.
You should call him.
Oh, no.
Well, I would.
Ah, I'm just being stupid. I'm just being...
Look, I'm going to... I'm going to go.
Sorry, did I say
this
something?
This just isn't what I thought it would be. I mean, it won't work, will it? You'd never look at me that way.
What way?
The way you look at the man who isn't even here.
Ah.
See, you're the red one now.
Sorry. Well,
No, it's fine. It's just... Well, it's fine. Nice to meet you, Charles.
And you.
Well, I'll say goodbye then. Goodbye then.
Goodbye, Lewis.
This is Ali. Leave me a message after the beep.
Hello, Ellie. It's me, Charles. This message will cost me a fortune, I know, but I called to say, to ask about a thing, the photo. Do you still have it? The one of us by the Oxford Canal when we got frozen in? I mean, I'd love to see it. And you, actually. If you could manage a visit, that is. Oxford's lovely this time of year. It really is.